Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
The Federal Reserve kicked off its two-day policy meeting today. The Fed isn't expected to change interest rates after raising them last month for the third time since December. Meanwhile, pop quiz for you all. Do you really know what the Fed actually does? Don't be shy to admit the truth if you don't, because a new survey from WalletHub finds that there is a lot of confusion about the function the Fed serves. But nevertheless, one in seven Americans thinks it should be abolished anyway. Well, Ali Velshi is MSNBC anchor and economics correspondent. He's also co-host of Velshi and Rule, and he's with us now from New York. Hello, Ali.
Hey, Magna.
Okay, so 16% of people think the Fed determines our credit scores, which it does not. What do you make of this mass confusion about the Federal Reserve?
Look, there is a lot of confusion. I spent a lot of time trying to explain it. Let me try again. The Fed, I think about it as a car that has no steering and no, just has a gas pedal and a brake. And the car is the economy. So if the Fed wants to speed the economy up, it lowers interest rates. That makes it cheaper to borrow, so people borrow more and they spend more. If the Fed wants to cool the economy down, it taps the brakes by increasing interest rates, which makes it more expensive to borrow money and people spend less. So that's what it is. It's got a gas pedal and it's got brakes. It tries to help the economy speed up or slow down as necessary.
Right. So, but given the thing that it's helping is the economy, one would hope that we would all understand what it does a little better. Do you think it matters that most people don't really get it?
No, I don't really, unless it gets to a point where the government wants to abolish the Fed. And there have been calls for that. Ron Paul used to be very big on that. Rand Paul is now. Ben Carson has been critical of the Fed. So is Donald Trump. The bottom line is every country, most major economies have a central bank of some sort. The Fed is America's version of the central bank, and it operates very similarly to these other banks. They have a few tools in their box to try and help out the economy. But real fiscal policy comes from the government. So the Fed is not in place of the government, which increases taxes and lowers taxes and does things like that. This is monetary policy. It's important, but it's in the background. It's not very sexy.
Well, it's interesting, though, because from the time of the Fed's birth, the debate over monetary policy and sovereignty of the United States has been with us for sure. But bringing us back to the present day here, the president has said that he will replace Fed Chair Janet Yellen when her term ends next year. What do you expect there?
Yeah, so a lot of people are talking about Gary Cohn, the president's chief economic advisor, as a likely candidate. But there are others. The campaign, during the campaign, President Trump sort of accused Janet Yellen of trying to help President Obama by keeping interest rates low. As you know, Magna, that's also an old saw. All presidents accuse the Fed of doing something that favors the other one. There's no particular truth in that. The Fed is an independent body, but the members, the governors, are appointed by the president for a 10-year term, like the FBI. It's meant to not coincide with presidential terms, so as to not be political. There's some real criticism that the Federal Reserve serves the interest of the wealthy more. Keeping interest rates low is something that rich people benefited more than poor people or people who depend on a fixed income did. So there are valid conversations to have around the Fed, but they generally don't reach the level of eliminating it versus keeping it.
Yeah. Now, and if the president did replace Janet Yellen with Gary Cohn, he'd be the first non-economist to serve as Fed chair in something like 40 years.
Yeah, and it's a lot of important economic work that the Fed does, so it's worth thinking about that.
Ali Velshi, MSNBC anchor and economics correspondent and co-host of Velshi and Rule. Thank you.